while, Boaz went to the gate and sat down there. Soon the kinsman redeemer, of whom he had spoken, came along. And Boaz said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down." So he went over and sat down. Then Boaz took 10 of the elders of the city and said, "Sit here." And they did so. And he said to the kinsman redeemer, "Naomi, who has returned from the land of Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our brother Elimelech. I thought I should inform you that you may buy it back in the presence of those seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you want to redeem it, do so. But if you will not redeem it, tell me so I may know. Because there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am next after you." "I will redeem it," he replied. Then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the land from Naomi, and also from Ruth the Moabites, you must also acquire the widow of the deceased, in order to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance." The kinsman redeemer replied, "I cannot redeem it myself, or I would jeopardize my own inheritance. Take my right of redemption, because I cannot redeem it." Now in former times in Israel, concerning the redemption or exchange of property, to make any matter legally binding, a man would remove his sandal and give it to the other party. And this was a confirmation in Israel. So the kinsman redeemer removed his sandal and said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself." At this, Boaz said to the elders and all the people, "You are witnesses today that I am buying from Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. Moreover, I have acquired Ruth the Moabite's, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, to raise up the name of the deceased through his inheritance, so that his name will not disappear from among his brothers or from the gate of his home. You are witnesses today." "We are witnesses," said the elders and all the people at the gate. "May the Lord make the woman entering your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel. May you be prosperous in Ephrathah and famous in Bethlehem. And may your house become like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, because of the offspring the Lord will give you by this young woman." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he had relations with her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a kinsman redeemer. May his name become famous in Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age, for your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than 7 sons, has given him birth." And Naomi took the child, placed him on her lap, and became a nurse to him. The neighbor women said, "A son has been born to Naomi," and they named him Obed. became the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nahshon. Nahshon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of David.